you can hear me clearly and loudly. Is that right? Okay. I think we are starting with 15-20 minutes delay, I think, which is a great achievement as far as I think and I'm concerned. We will try to be consistent with the timetable we have, and I'm saying that because it is a quite it's not a very dense program, and because a couple of colleagues will not be with us, we are going to have we'll take some extra time from their time portion. The program of this morning is that I'm going to do a small introduction plus a welcoming note plus some practical information concerning what's going to happen next couple of days and details concerning transport, food, receipts, etc., etc. Okay, and then we will start the main session with the papers of the first session of the workshop. So let me start with something which has an element of celebration. We're 20 years old. This workshop is part of the celebrations for the 20 years of the Department of Social Anthropology and History in the University of the Aegean. Our department came into existence with a postgraduate program of studies in 1987, 20 years ago. It was one of the first in Greece, I mean postgraduate program, that prepared the ground for the formal institutionalization of postgraduate studies on a national level, which took place after 5 years in 1992. Since then, our postgraduate activity has flourished. Anyway, that's something that we are expected to say, I mean, it's a good word for our department, despite the very difficult circumstances. Two MSc programs, one on social and historical anthropology and the other on gender, with an annual output of 30 graduate students every year, and almost two dozens of PhDs in this 20-year period, are among the fruits of a relatively rich harvest. This workshop celebrates this tradition to which it belongs. In fact, it marks a new phase of postgraduate research that became possible with funds from the European Union under the aegis of the Pythagoras project. Probably you have noticed that we are using the term Pythagoras in our various formal documents. The aim of the Pythagoras project that started in 2004 is to support the creation of research teams in which senior and junior researchers, in collaboration with graduate students, realize considerably big research projects. For departments such as ours, who specialize primarily into basic research and have a difficulty to find sources of funding, this was a unique opportunity. We took this opportunity to continue a tradition of primarily anthropological research in the domains of gender, kinship and work, in which a number of members of staff and postgraduate students have contributed all these years. So I want to say a few words about the topic of the workshop. As you all know, or as most of you know, some time ago we circulated a position paper which sets the agenda of this workshop. I want to say that probably those of you who read it may have noticed a certain non-correspondence between the initial and the current title of this workshop. I mean, the title of the workshop in the position paper is Migrant Domestic Workers and the Construction of Households, Comparative Perspectives, while at the moment the title of the workshop is Gender, Work and the Household, Comparative Perspectives. So please let me explain this paradox. This workshop, as perhaps all human creation, is the joint product of structure and agency, which is also a matter of debate among those who work on the issue of domestic service. It bears the mark of a compromise between what we wished and what we were actually allowed to do. The very structure that enabled us, mainly financially and administratively, to organize it, also constrained us in adopting a rather broad definition of its purpose. One of the formal aims of this workshop is to present and discuss the findings of the two Pythagoras research projects related to gender in our university. Both of them were realized in our department, and both deal with women's work in various contexts, but primarily in the context of the household. One is directed by my respected colleague, Vasiliki Moutafi, with whom I have the honor to organize this workshop, and the second by myself. The title of the workshop is intended to cover the thematic content of both projects, as well as sibling Pythagoras projects in the University of Thessaly, in Pantheon University, and in the National Polytechnic School of Athens, who are also dealing with women's work. Now, to turn to agency. Those of us who tried to transform this rather broad agenda into a workshop thought that it would be more productive to approach this general topic of the meeting through a more narrow angle, that of paid domestic work. A new world domestic order is emerging. In fact, I borrowed that from the title of one of your chapters. On the basis of immigrant domestic labor. The sector of domestic service has expanded dramatically during the last decades in Europe, together with the concomitant feminization of domestic labor as a type of employment. In Greece, it developed primarily because of the huge influx of women who migrated to Greece from the neighboring Balkan states, Eastern Europe, Asia, and Africa. Domestic service has gradually become a major topic of empirical research and an important area of theoretical debate in relation to issues such as the female workers' exploitation, state regulation, globalization, and transmigration. For example, the growing literature on domestic work has amply demonstrated women's power relationships and the interconnection of class, race, gender, and ethnicity in a variety of national and transnational contexts. Further, more recent work shows the new roots of domestic work in transnational exchanges and networks and analyzes domestic work's implications for the restructuring of the global scene of economic dependencies that currently transcend the boundaries of the nation state. The significance of these aspects of domestic work should not be undervalued. Yet we think that this workshop may be an opportunity to address aspects of the debate that have not drawn enough attention. We believe that the greater emphasis on women's agency, which includes thick descriptions of resistance strategies and the study of hidden transcripts, I'm using some words, some terms which are somehow become kind of key symbols of anthropological approaches in the 90s, always in connection to the study of structural limitations, for example in relation with the state, and asymmetries, may be a productive route. Particularly, we want to shift the discussion of domestic service in a direction that takes into account the shaping influence of domestic workers on their work situation, and particularly on the household where they offer their paid services. For us who pursue anthropological research on paid domestic work in Greece, I should add a clarification on the special value of the subtitle of this workshop. Why comparative perspectives? Ethnographic studies in Greece done by Greeks are in danger of being entrapped into a kind of Greek exceptionalism and reproducing a distrust to comparison that an earlier tradition of ethnographic folklore has sustained for long. We have to strongly react to this tendency that eventually cancels a defining element of the anthropological project. We should like, therefore, to put the Greek case of domestic labor on the international map, if I'm allowed this ambitious expression, and in the context of wider debates on globalization, state mediation, and the professionalization of paid domestic work. So, on that ground, we have formulated a number of issues and questions to be discussed during the workshop. Our agenda is being described fully, I think, in the position paper. So I don't have to go into detail and take time from the proceedings. I just mentioned very briefly some main points. One area of discussion which from our point of view, I mean, would like to do, relates to the extra domestic context of paid domestic work. We are interested in comparatively assessing the different ways in which the migrant subjects of domestic work are constituted in relation to the extra domestic environment of sociality and institutional regulation by the state, and address questions of the kind: how do ethnic difference in general and stereotypes in particular which are produced by state politics, movements for citizenship rights, recruitment and market agencies, and the mass media relate to perceptions of domestic others that emerge in the context of paid domestic work? To what extent do these upcoming notions of domestic others suggest a transformation of dominant discourses on ethnic others? Another area of discussion could be on constructs of domestic work and the strategies that they inform. In relation to the cultural meaning of paid domestic work and the ways in which this is constructed by different ethnic groups of domestic workers, the following parameters of analysis could be considered. Is it possible to develop a unified and generalized conceptualization of paid domestic work, or is this phenomenon culturally differentiated in relation to the societies of origin of domestic workers? Which are the main symbolic parameters, for example, body, money, domestic space, kinship, religion, in the conceptualization of paid domestic work by the workers themselves? In what ways are these parameters linked to the construction of gender identities in the context of both the sending and the receiving societies? Is there an ethnoculturally specific division of paid domestic duties? A third area of discussion could be on intercultural work relations and the constitution of the employer's household, something that our own project very much focuses on, and therefore we have, you know, have a more interested relation with this particular area of discussion. The presence of domestic workers in the household and their everyday practices transform its content and create new gender performances and models of gender identity. Is the cultural content of the work arrangement a more important factor in the shaping of the household and its transformation than its formal structure, for example, part-time, live-in arrangements, etc.? Are these transformations a function of the degree of ethnocultural difference and or similarity between the domestic employer and the employee? Or alternatively, what kinds of conceptualizations of domestic space emerge through the intercultural management of domestic work in everyday life? Finally, a fourth area of discussion, and with which I'm just concluding my short intervention, relates with different kinds of paid work and the symbolic restructurings of the household. In other words, we open this notion of work to include sex work, entrepreneurial work, and in fact we are influenced by Sophie Day's work as well on sex work, to say that female paid domestic work is one of a number of practices that share the following characteristics: they are undertaken by women in exchange for monetary payment, their performance involves the domestic space either directly as its locus or indirectly as a privileged point of reference, and in effect they are often interpreted, particularly but not exclusively, from the employer's point of view in terms of personalistic and kinship idioms. However, as the case of Albanian part-time strategies of domestic work suggest, something which comes out from our own project, and as research on sex work has also shown, I'm referring to Sophie Dace's work, the connection of these practices to the household is often rendered problematic. The female agents of these practices reinterpret them in dualistic terms and juxtapose these work practices, which are symbolically connected to money, alienability, transient relations, etc., to a realm belonging to household and kinship proper, a realm from which a more authentic sense of the self derives. So the question is, to what extent do the female workers' understandings of domestic practices, as these occur in their own household, match their conceptualizations of paid domestic work offered to another household? And what effect do these symbolic restructurings of work have on the household itself? So, anyway, I think we'll have plenty of time either to be, to try and address these questions, or perhaps address other questions which in the course of this workshop may come out to be more interesting. Okay. I want now to come to two very practical things. The one has to do with thanks. Okay, since this workshop starts, I have to acknowledge some debts in relation with this organization. First of all, I would like to thank all of you who in various capacities, as fellow colleagues, fellow researchers, postgraduate students and undergraduate students, have covered long distances or short distance to attend this workshop. I would like to thank the director of the research committee of the University of the Aegean, Dimitris Gardikis, and the local administrator of the Pythagoras project, Panagiotis Sevastelis, who have contributed in administrative terms to realize the workshop. I would like to thank my colleagues in the Department of Social Anthropology and History, Vasiliki Moutafi, Effi Plexousaki, down there, and Venetia Kanza, who apparently hasn't come yet. She's working hard editing one of the papers who are going to be presented in the workshop. Okay, for their help and contribution and encouragement in making this workshop. I would like to thank the members of Pythagoras Research Group, Takis Kafedzis, who couldn't manage to come here, Angeliki Athanasopoulou, where is Angeliki? Angeliki Athanasopoulou, Katerina Rozaku, and Vasco Vagiorgiou, who didn't manage to come from Patra. Patra is a little bit far away from Mytilene, but anyway. I have a special thanks to Penelope Topali, with whom we intellectually shared the task of producing the position paper and thinking on the issues that are going to be discussed in this workshop. I would definitely would like to thank Lina Demeli, who is will come in a while. She's earning her, she does her little part of professional work in a radio station where she works to earn some money and support her postgraduate studies. And Mariana Tsiga, who undertook the very, very important tasks, practical tasks of arranging food, transport, posters, etc., etc. And last but not least, Ivita Skalaki, who really, I think, had done a terrific job in, making this workshop possible in relation with communicating with all of you and arranging the practical details. Now, a last point has to do with practical matters. The one thing that I have to say is that the proceedings of this workshop will be recorded, and we're looking forward, first of all, to produce in electronic form these proceedings. But we hope that something more solid will come out, although I don't want to reproduce a kind of old-fashioned hierarchical classification between material form and in a book and an electronic form. But still, I believe that books, I like books. And, I wouldn't at all, would be sad if a nice book come out in this workshop, and we'll try to do that. Okay. So, if there are papers which you would like to be circulated during the workshop in hard copies, please tell us. We can do that, but we need some time beforehand to organize it. There is a web page of the workshop where I don't know whether you try to enter it. It may have some weaknesses, but still, I think it's functional, and where we can also offer the papers in electronic form. If you want to use PowerPoint, please let Evie know about it so that we can arrange it. We can use a PowerPoint here or a projector. Okay. Now, as far as transport is concerned, there is a regular bus service from Mytilene to here. And I can give you the timetable if you want to take the bus to come here. Otherwise, taxis are quite cheap and you can use the taxi to come here. Food. The university and the program is offering the following.